This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit and like us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Well, just in time for the Memorial Day holiday weekend, we're proud to have with us Amy Schmitz. Amy is with Klosterman Baking Company. We're also joined by Major Ed Polito. He's with Folds of Honor. They're here this morning to talk about their exciting new partnership. It's our pleasure to welcome Amy and Major Polito to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. What a great day to be an American.
All right. And Amy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Now, Amy, let's start with you. Klosterman Baking Company. You guys do so much great work right here in this community and nationally as well. Tell us about Klosterman Baking Company.
Klosterman was founded 125 years ago and has grown to be one of the largest family-owned bakeries in the Midwest. We're headquartered right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we provide fresh breads, rolls, and buns to over 4,000 restaurants, groceries, hospitals, and schools in Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Nashville, Tennessee. And we also have our products available frozen nationally.
So you guys have partnered up. You have this great partnership with Folds of Honor. Let's bring in the Major here. Now, Major, you are a military veteran. Is that right?
Yes. I served for almost 20 years and one day and retired medically for injuries sustained on the battlefield on August 17th of 2004.
Okay. So that was my next question. So take us back to August 17th, 2004. What happened?
Well, on August 17, 2004, I hit an improvised explosive device, a roadside bomb, while driving through the city of Bakuba, Iraq. It was one of those things where the people in front of me saw the IED, and I was able to not be able to get away from it and turn the wheel to the right side and, of course, saved our lives. But you know what? At the end of the day, there were some injuries that were incurred, and I'm here to be able to tell the story and flatline three times as I was coming off the battlefield and was able to get to the 31st Cash Combat Hospital, which is in Baghdad, and of course they took care of me there, and they saved my life, and I'm here to be able to see the sun come up, and just had a birthday, and what a great time to celebrate and understand that, you know what, freedom is not free.
Okay, so let's talk about two things. Let's talk about waking up to your new reality and what that was like, and tell us about the injuries you sustained.
Well, you know, one of the things that happens is that our men and women who fight for our freedom, our enlisted and non-commissioned officers, understand that, you know what, we train for these situations. And when you take that oath of office to defend this great nation, it's all about that. And so for me, you know, the reality set in from going to Baghdad to Germany, and then Germany, I ended up at Walter Reed, and then Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, which is the big combat hospital, and that's where they do the amputations and, of course, the burn unit. And I couldn't save my leg anymore, and after almost 45 days in the ICU area, and then, of course, E. coli, Enterobacter, and two staph infections incurred and some chemical agent festering in my leg on October 1st of 2004, my left leg was taken from me forever. But you know what? What happens and what you go through, and you get up the next day and you say, you know what, I've got to get back on my feet, and that's exactly what I did. And now I'm doing some purposeful things to give back to those that saved my life on that day.
In case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to military veteran Major Ed Polito. Also in the studio with us is Amy Schmidt. She's with Klosterman Baking Company. They're here this morning to talk about their partnership for the organization Folds of Honor. Now, Major, in addition to the physical pain you face depression and you struggled with other issues. Tell us about that.
Well, that's a great question, and one of the things that I tell people is the silent wounds of war, and a lot of individuals are coming back with traumatic brain injuries and then the mental health issues, and they're just great, great advocates here in this country that are doing something about it, unlike the Vietnam War and the other wars. You know, we didn't really talk about these issues, and now we're putting them at the forefront. But for me, it was, you know, the post-traumatic, what I call stress, combat stress, and then the traumatic brain injury. And at that time in 04, they weren't diagnosing any of that stuff. They were all just putting it all together. And now We're doing something very purposeful to make sure that, you know, our heroes are taken care of. And I work on a national campaign called the Real Warriors Campaign, and that's what it addresses, those silent wounds and understanding the physical and the mental pain that we all go through when we come back from war.
Okay, and so for you, how bad did it get?
Well, one of the things that happens is when you're in the hospital and you've gone through some physical pain, and as I went through for about 45 days, I really didn't address the mental health stressors of war. And what happens is that, you know, you end up thinking about what just happened. You think about the fact that you just lost your left leg, and then now all of a sudden you're in some mental pain. And that was when I got suicidal, and I thought about the fact that I may not want to live anymore. You know, it's just the normal responses to a crisis in your life. And so those challenges were met head on, and I was able to get counseling. I was able to address the issues of mental health, and then now I'm here to be able to talk about it.
All right, so you're here this morning to talk about Folds of Honor. Tell us about that organization and what you guys do there.
Well, at the Folds of Honor Foundation, we give scholarships to the families of the fallen, wounded, and disabled. We've done over 20,000-plus scholarships. We've raised about $130 million for these deserving military families, and our motto is honoring the sacrifice, educating the legacy. I love the fact that 87 cents of every dollar goes to these families in our program to make sure that they have the educational support and opportunities to thrive, to be successful, and to move forward in their life as they address the critical issues that they face, and that is education. And I think for us, the greatest generation of our time was the World War II generation, and the GI Bill was available to them. And so what we came up with was something that we could do to take care of our families. They get left behind, and that's not something that is addressed. And for us, I think what we're doing is we're changing lives through education. We're graduating individuals, and now they're having a better quality of life because of the Folds of Honor and because of great friends like our bakery friends. And at Klosterman Bakery, I mean, they're doing some powerful things to give back. But more importantly, they are understanding that we have to honor that sacrifice, educate the legacy, and make sure no one gets left behind on the field of battle. So help us God.
And Major, for those that don't know or don't understand, what are some of the challenges that the spouses and children of veterans face in terms of pursuing higher education?
Well, I decided to focus on it. We decided to focus on education because it was one of those elements where we understood that the families, 87% of our families do not get any educational support and opportunities. And so for us, it was very, very important and critical that we understand that that is a way that we have to focus our efforts on. And because unless you're killed in action or you're 100% disabled, your family will not get an educational opportunity unless the service member who served transfers the GI Bill to this family. And to us, we thought that that would be a great way to make a difference and to honor those sacrifices. And, you know, if you talk to a lot of veterans, they'll tell you that they want their family to get taken care of. And that's what Folds of Honor is all about. And that's what this relationship with Klosterman Bakery is all about, is that we honor that sacrifice and we are sending these individuals to get an education and to improve their quality of life.
Okay, so tell us about some of the success stories of students that have received scholarship money through the foundation. What does success look like?
Well, success looks like when the graduation is the outcome, and when they go to school and they get their nursing degree or they get their opportunities met. We have attorneys, we have individuals going to the bigger universities like Duke University and others, and then we've got people going to regular community college and vocational training schools. And I think for us, it's like whatever opportunity you want. We can't give it all, but we certainly can give some, and that improves their standing, not only educationally, but as they move forward in their lives. And what we find is that there's over close to 2 million dependents that are going to qualify for our educational opportunity, and last year we had 700 that went unfunded. So when you hear the stories of an individual who left 5 children behind, and now they're attending school, and they're going to SMU, or one of them is going to Clemson, that is very powerful. And the second powerful thing that we do is we do a children's fund where we fund educational children's scholarships. And that, to me, is when they go to private school from K through 12, and that we're able to be there for them and their family so that they can meet that need. And certainly that's for individuals who have been killed in action or have been wounded critically, and that opportunity is very powerful.
Okay, so between Amy and Major here, tell us about how Klosterman Bacon Company, how you guys have come together and what Klosterman is doing for Folds of Honor.
So this year, Klosterman will be supporting the work done by Folds of Honor with a $50,000 donation, and this will be used for scholarships in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. So listeners can help support these efforts by purchasing Folds of Honor branded Klosterman Rich and Good Honey Bread Buns and Rolls at their local grocery store.
So, Amy, basically all we have to do is go to our favorite grocer, look for the specially marked Klosterman breads for Folds of Honor, and the funds raised will go to Folds of Honor.
Yeah, so a portion of the proceeds will go to the Folds of Honor. And last year alone, Folds of Honor awarded more than 250 scholarships to students in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana.
Okay, Major?
What was just said was that's very powerful stuff, because what we've got is we've got to make sure that in these footprints where the Klosterman family operates, that we're taking care of those individual recipients. And I think the impact to us is not only to the educational institutions who are providing this support to these military families, but also to the fact that, you know, at a Klosterman bakery, people can go in, purchase their product, and you know what? Be impactful and give back to those that have fought for our freedom. And that, to me, is where we're at. And as an individual who's got a graduating daughter coming up this week, it's just more fruitful for me to understand that how important this mission is and how important it is to have what we call success here in America.
Okay, and Amy, how long will the breads and buns be in the stores?
Now through Labor Day.
All right, so we have plenty of time to get to our favorite store.
Absolutely.
All right. And if our listeners would like to find out more about Klosterman, how can they find out more, Amy?
They can learn about Klosterman and our campaign at klostermanbakery.com/Folds of Honor.
All right. And Major, how can our listeners find out more about Folds of Honor?
Well, they can go to foldsofhonor.org and learn more about what we do, and then also call our home office, which is 918-274-4700. They can go on and make a donation. They can join our Wingman program, which is $13 a month, and it's one of those things where they can do that on a monthly basis. And then they can also host events for us. And in this footprint that we're talking about with the states that Klosterman is involved with, that what we can do there is do these fruitful events. I'm going to be in Ohio, I believe, on August 17th of this year. And it's going to be a very powerful moment where we're going to do an event to honor our military and their families.
All right. And finally, this morning, why should our listeners go out and support this venture between Folds of Honor and Klosterman? Why should they support it, Major?
Well, I'm going to say this. Klosterman has been around for a long time. Their history tells the story of who they are, what they're all about, and the business actions and the philanthropy that they're involved with. And Folds of Honor just happens to be one of those organizations that's involved in their efforts. And to me, that is a winning combination here in America and in the footprint that Klosterman Bakery operates in. And so on behalf of our nation's heroes and their families, and certainly all of our scholarship recipients, I salute all of you for honoring the sacrifice and educating the legacy of those that have fought for our freedom.
Well said. Well said. Thank you, Major. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Thank you, Amy, for all you guys are doing over at Klosterman Bacon Company. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Major.
Okay, great. Thank you.
We've been speaking to Amy Schmitz with Klosterman Bacon Company and Major Ed Polito with Folds of Honor. Coming up next on Sunday Morning Magazine, we talk to celebrity fitness trainer Bob Harper about his recent heart attack. We'll talk about his journey on his road to recovery. That's coming up next as Sunday Morning Magazine continues. More to come. Stay with us.